Hello and welcome to week 7 of the What is Open class. This is Hisham Al Sarhan, and this podcast is to share my reflection of the What is Open class. The main topic for this week is connectivism, social knowledge, and participatory learning. However, in this class started with continuing with what we could not finish in the week before. Everyone in the class was in a group responsible for presenting a key point different report about open educational resources. And as I mentioned in the last podcast, our group was responsible of presenting a report by the Center of Educational Research and Resources, which was published in 2007. The report title is Giving Knowledge for Free: The Emergence of Open Educational Resources. All the groups presented, and the information was really useful and repeatedly during the presentations. People had mentioned the concerns related to the content quality and usability of open educational resources. Therefore, I decided that before I start with this week's content is to elaborate more on the issue of quality before moving and talking about the main topic for this week. Based on the report that we have presented, there are different ways to improve quality of online learning materials. The Foundation for Quality in E-Learning, for example, offers a roadmap for Europe for quality development and for educational institutions. Other ways also to promote high quality learning materials include peer reviews, and this process is being used in Merlot website. Other quality management approaches or quality development approaches include the internal quality checks, and this is especially done in organizations or educational institutions which they care about their reputations and to protect their brand name. And a final approach to manage quality is to use a bottom-up approach which lets user decide on the quality of the learning materials. And the argument for this last approach is that the quality of learning material is contextual, so letting users decide on the and rate the quality of the material that they're using would give a general idea about the quality of the services provided. Moving to this week's topics, let me start with the concept of connectivism. George Siemens indicate that learning is a network phenomena, and it is influenced by socialization and technology. The result of this view is that the emphasis of learning is shifted from content and the knowledge content to the learning activities and the interaction between people. In general, more emphasis is being given to building learning communities and to involve both students and the experts or the professionals in the field into the learning process or activities. Also, the new technology, especially Web 2.0 technology, it played a big role in promoting the creation of these learning communities, and many studies indicated that in general young generation or young students are more involved in content creating by using Web 2.0 technology such as wikis and blog. But still there are some challenges in integrating new technologies into the formal or the formal learning spaces or classes. And some of these challenges include the lack of information competencies and skills to navigate and use information in online environment. Also, another challenge is the digital divide between teachers and learners. There is a gap, and this is why in some of the papers that we read, encourage or advocate for instructors and teachers to be more familiar with the technologies that have been used by their students. Other issues or challenges related to the use of technologies or social web technologies are issue of reliabilities and validities in the production and use of learning generated content. And also some paper they indicate or discuss legal issues related to creating and using online content, such as copyright issues, ownership and intellectual properties. For this week, I would like to end the podcast with two questions, and I did post these two questions on course. First is that, what would be the motivation for students to engage and participate with peers, with their peers, or with their instructors, or the expert or professionals in their field of studies? And the other questions would be, is that what kind and types of skills would be needed in order to create and construct peer interactions and to be able to develop a learning community among learners or the students? And with these two questions, I will end this week's podcast, and I will talk to you next week. Goodbye.